Well, Edgar, are you going to miss me?
No.
Okay. Welcome to the Exploding Bro Podcast for June 11th, 2015, our pre-3 show. In fact, I am leaving like an hour after this to head to LA. Got a couple days early, gonna check out Disneyland, 60th anniversary. Gonna be good times. In the meantime, I am here with my brother, AJ.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well.
It's good. So what are you gonna do for E3 shows when I'm gone?
Well, yeah, I'll do what we did last year with the voicemail number. That seemed to work pretty well. So,
that's cool. Yeah,
we'll go with that.
Okay, just let me know what that is so I can leave little messages for me.
Yeah.
Last year's show, I think the two things I really remembered, well, three things. I mean, the whole show, I was just trying to see Smash Bros. As much as I could, because I love Smash Bros. And winning their stupid shirts. But Ori and the Blunt Force I saw there, that stuck out to me.
And that turned out to be a great game.
But then the other big, the big buzz of the show was Evolve, which kind of fizzled, really. It'll be a fun show. I'll talk about it a little bit more. But let's get to some news that's going on.
All right, so it's like some of the stuff gets announced before E3, and then we just see more of it at the show, it seems like. So let's start with your favorite. The Mega Man Legacy Collection.
You were like...
I just saw this. I was like, Mike loves Mega Man. He'll be delighted.
It's
actually like, look what they announced. And you're like, I'm grumpy.
Well, here's the problem. It's Mega Man's 1 through 6 for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Wii U, 3DS. Is it Wii U?
Not Wii U, just 3DS.
3DS, yeah, okay.
And that comes later.
Okay. But the thing, I mean, we freaking... 11 years ago, they made the Mega Man Anniversary Collection. It had Mega Man 1 through 8. Since then, we've also had 9 and 10. I just don't know why we are getting less content 11 years later.
Would you have been happy if they called this Mega Man the Nintendo Collection?
I don't know. Because even so, I just don't get the point of it. Because I bought these games a lot. And, 9 and 10 are kind of hard to get, except for, not unless you have those digital versions. It would have been nice to see them all together. And I just don't understand the point of this. And they say it's like, we're doing like the Criterion Collection for gaming, and, we're going to preserve these games. I don't think any NES game needs preserving.
No, the reason they say that is because these aren't like ROMs being emulated. They actually took the game itself and built an engine that natively plays it.
Yeah, that's all.
So there's that aspect of it. They're putting in like challenge modes and
I'm
things
not sure
like
that. Means really, like, but, yeah. I mean, it'll be neat.
Like it'll be like a mix of like here's like five of the hardest rooms in Mega Man games, like from all six of them mixed in a stage.
Yeah, I mean that stuff will be fun. I don't know. Maybe it'll seem more appealing.
It's
when
only
it comes
$15 too.
Yeah,
like because you say they're on Virtual Console, to buy all six of these in Virtual Console would be $36.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying. I don't know why you just don't get those other four games on there.
Well, I think it's because they are Nintendo, and the process they use to get these done was unique to Nintendo games.
I guess. That's fine. Just, I don't know.
I was surprised by your reaction.
Well, I mean, I've played Mega Man 1 through 6 a lot recently,
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't know. A lot of other Mega Man fans are kind of feeling the same way.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but hey, whatever.
We all have a copy of the Anniversary Collection,
yeah.
We've all bought the games on our 3DS or Wii
U. Yeah, but it doesn't work on your Xbox One or PS4.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Okay. So here's an announcement you are excited about. Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Ah,
yes.
That's just
all we know.
Yeah, well, it's glad to know that, we are seeing more Mirror's Edge. I was worried that Mirror's Edge 2 would become, a sort of Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah.
But no, it's happening. We're gonna learn more about it. It's weird to keep saying, not a remake. It sounds like it might be a prequel or whatever. They keep saying it's not a sequel anyway, so I don't know what they mean.
Is it just a reboot? Like, they're just pretending the first game never happened?
I don't know. The word reboot means nothing anymore.
Right.
Like, that new Ratchet and Clank game. They're not calling it a reboot. It's like, it's reimagined. But it's the same story that was in the first game.
Well, it's like the trailer says. It's the game based off the movie, based off
right,
the
which is kind of a reboot. You're literally saying...
It's a reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
It's a reboot. That's
which is
okay.
Fine. But just,
that's okay.
I'm saying the word doesn't mean anything. Whereas no
So what'd you think of that gameplay trailer?
I thought it looked really good. I mean, it was definitely Ratchet and Clank, which, for better or worse, no extra kind of thrills added on. Like, I just played Ratchet and Clank 1 not too long ago. And gameplay-wise, it was the same thing. Like, the guns were cool. There's, that pixel gun.
Yeah.
Which really turned things into voxels. I'm a little annoyed by that. Everyone's like, this is pixelated. It's not. It's voxels. It's QB. Minecraft is not a pixel game. But, yeah, no, Ratchet Clank will be fun. It's not coming out till next March. I do hope it is, like, really fully realized.
Mm-hmm.
The one weird thing, though, I wonder if, like, if it's, like, that good, what's almost the point of this movie?
No,
I'd rather play the game.
I mean, both.
If I ask you what's your favorite part about Ratchet and Clank, it's probably the action platforming, not necessarily the plot, which has always been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
They have very well-made cutscenes.
Yes, they do.
Hyrule Warriors coming to 3DS, that do anything for you?
The only thing about it that's kind of cool is that they add some Wind Waker characters to it.
Right.
You have Tetra, and you have the King of Red Lions, so that's kind of neat, because the original game did not have really any Wind Waker representation. It kind of... And it kind of made sense because, you know, like, the art styles kind of clash. And they're just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Here's a toon-shaded Tetra.
It doesn't matter.
Who gives a shit? But, yeah, that's kind of cool. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but, you know, it's neat.
All right. So, this is sure to set the world on fire. Huh? Huh? Sonic Boom, Fire and Ice?
I think the only explanation for it, because I know the game sold poorly and everyone hated them. The only explanation is that, like...
They, like, started this before the other one came out?
No, it's just that, you know, now we can make this one cheaper and try... It's kind of what I said with Final Fantasy XIII, where the only reason Final Fantasy XIII 2 and 3 existed was because, well, we have these assets. Now we can make sequels pretty cheap and make some money back.
I wonder if the show's doing well and that's what justifies
You know, it says it's, like, number one in its demographic, in its time slot, which, who knows
what that means. Channel.
Yeah, right. Like, so, what does that mean? So, like... What is he? Was it on Cartoon Network?
I think so.
So it's beating whatever Nickelodeon has at that time. So there we go. So, you know, good. I don't know. I wonder what it'd be like to watch a show.
I like how in the release they're like, we have stuff for fans who like fast-paced action and who like exploration. I'm like, no one likes that. Yeah. Who likes that in a Sonic game?
I have no idea.
Why do they keep doing that? I don't know. So Hearthstone getting Tavern Mode.
It sounds
or Tavern
cool.
Brawl, excuse me.
It sounds like a good equalizer mode.
Yeah, so it's like basically once a week for a few days, they just it's like a weird remix mode, it's not kind of where like maybe everyone plays the same deck or everyone has to
make a deck
with these specific cards to draw from.
Basically, so like the cards you earn don't matter in it. So there's not like a sort of especially now where people who are really new to the game kind of a disadvantage with people who've been collecting cards for a while.
That's a good entry point.
It's good, especially good for just playing with friends. You know, like, hey, we can play this. We're both going to have the same deck. It's kind of equal footing. I'll still know more about the game and beat you, but it's cool. Yeah, I think that's neat. Plus, you'll get some gold and stuff for doing it.
You see they tease two more heroes?
No, what?
One is, it's a troll mage. Who would that be? Is Vol'jin a mage?
No, Vol'jin's a shadow hunter, which is actually more of a priest. Almost, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the
troll mage. I don't know.
And then I don't even remember what the other one was.
The only troll I know is Vol'jin.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
I can't remember now. I don't know.
All right then.
Hunter. Hunter? It was either Night Elf or Blood Elf.
Wait. Night Elf or Blood Elf? I don't know.
Yeah, it was just like a silhouette.
Night? I mean, this Ronde a hunter? She's a priestess of a loon. I don't know.
I think that's a priest.
No, it's different. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Also in the Warcraft med, you see that after saying flying will never come to World of Warcraft, flying is coming to World of Warcraft?
They kind of had to. People were kind of clamoring for it. They have a good compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Where basically you have to do a lot of things to get flying.
Yeah, it's like getting a Jedi in Galaxies.
Well, not that hard. But it's like you have to explore everything, you have to get so many treasures, and you have to get a lot of reputations to revered. Which isn't exalted, so that's not that ridiculous.
You know, it's a smart way to add a little grind and longevity to the game,
it's fine.
I think.
I think it's good, because everyone has these flying mounts. All of them worked really hard to get them. And, you know...
Yeah, it kind of sucked that you couldn't use most of their ability.
I'm definitely at a point, too, where, you know, I just... At this point, I've seen everything. I'm fine flying.
Yeah, I think someone brought up a good compromise. I don't know if they ever explored this, but have the option to have the taxi flight point things use your flying mount.
That I don't see why not.
That'd
be kind of
that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, like, at least for the cosmetic. Yeah.
Right. That's all you're buying these for anyway.
Yeah.
All right. What else was announced? Halo 5, getting a lot of maps to start. There was an erroneous interview with Game Informer where one of the guys said that you wouldn't need gold for co-op, and that was just wrong.
No.
So, whoops.
Some people are upset there's going to be no couch co-op.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind of interesting because, like, people keep saying, like, well, because we can't render the game twice, that'd be so taxing. I'm like, oh, that kind of makes sense. I'm like, well, why can't the Xbox One do that?
No, because they're squeezing everything they can into that one frame. I mean, you literally are doubling the workload.
But, like, why could the Xbox handle doubling the workload?
Well, usually what happened, and sometimes it's so imperceptible you couldn't tell, when you play in split screen, the graphic quality was turned down.
Yeah, but you couldn't really notice a lot.
Well, it takes time and resources, and maybe they've done the research and said, you know, really not that many people
do. I'm not that upset. I don't think it's something I was really going to use, but I don't know.
Also, did you see this way that, like, they're showing Virtual Console DS games on the Wii U gamepad?
No.
It's literally like, okay, you're holding your Wii U gamepad, and there's just a picture of a 3DS, and the screens are the screens.
Kind of weird.
It's like, I like what Jeff Grubb said, I'm so sorry, Zibbit. You know, the yo dog, I heard you like DS, so I put DS in your Wii U so you can DS.
That's funny.
Yeah. Any other, like, so of all the games that we know are coming to E3 this year that have been for sure announced, what are you most excited about?
Uncharted stuff. Uncharted 4. The Uncharted collection, even seeing that. But yeah, Uncharted 4 will be really cool if I can maybe get some hands-on time with that. Besides that, there's kind of a lot of things, like, I'm not sure they're going to be there, but I kind of hope they are. I mean, Final Fantasy 15, I don't know what presence that's going to have. Kingdom Hearts 3, I don't know what presence that's going to have. Star Fox.
How awesome would it be if it was Kingdom Hearts 3 with Marvel and Disney?
I'm not a huge fan of that. I think there's way...
well, again, my interest in that series has always been more about what kind of crazy crossovers can we do.
I just think there's still so many more Disney things. They haven't even touched Pixar yet. I mean...
That's true.
I don't know. I tell you, if you do that, you need one Star Wars level, one Marvel level. Sure. Not, like, you know, ridiculous shit. But Mirror's Edge. Mirror's Edge is a big one. Battlefront.
Oh, yeah.
EA, yeah. It kind of has a... EA's booth has been kind
of
boring.
Do you think we'll see any of that Star Wars game Amy Hennig's working on?
I don't know. Is that also the BioWare one or not?
No. I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're going to see another Star Wars game from EA. I think they're going to focus on promoting Battlefront.
I think I'm most excited to see more Fallout 4. Get a lot of at Bethesda's.
Well, I kind of hope, you know what, I'm super excited for Fallout 4, but I also don't know what it's going to do to surprise me necessarily.
They might have some kind of new gameplay hooks.
Yeah, I'm hoping that. So. It'll be cool to see it for sure.
Yes.
Anything else from you?
Uncharted 4 is a big one for me. Battlefront's a big one for me. I'm very excited to see that game, like, actually being played.
Yeah.
See what, like, on an Xbox One or a PS4, not, like, a $3,000 PC, you know?
Yeah.
Beyond that, like, if there's one thing, like, I'm hoping that hasn't been announced yet, well, I'm curious to see what the new Gears will look like. Like, it'll probably get teased in some capacity after they show the remaster of the first game. I'm trying to think, like... It's so hard to say, like, well, this thing they haven't announced, I'm hoping is there, because I don't even know, like, what it could be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think, like if there's a sequel I'd like
to see. Well, the one thing I hope gets announced is a new Metroid game.
Yeah.
Hopefully by Retro.
Retro is supposedly going to be there. Who knows what they're doing.
I really hope.
Donkey Kong Country.
No, I would be so pissed. I'm tired of it. But no, I want to see a Retro Metroid game again. It's been so long.
Yeah, that would be good.
Great. That'd be fantastic. Really don't call, good. You know,
I wonder if we'll see the new Crackdown.
That's what I was thinking about that.
That would be cool.
Because that was announced, what, last E3 or before?
I think last one they had that teaser trailer.
So it's got to be coming at some point soon. Yeah.
So, based on what we know, who do you think, if you had to pre-grade the big three?
Oh, God.
Who do you think comes out on top?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's like all about kind of... Because the thing with Sony is Uncharted 4 is going to be their kind of showcase thing, but that's not coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So besides that, I don't, you know, they're going to have Street Fighter V, Uncharted Collection, which, you know, it's cool, but, so I don't know, they'll be alright. Microsoft will have a lot of Halo, which, you know, that's fine. And then besides that, you know, the big thing with Microsoft and Sony might be Project Morpheus and, the HoloLens.
I don't think we'll see much in the way of HoloLens, but I think we will see Morpheus. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Morpheus and No Man's Sky. Demo together.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so. And Nintendo is kind of just about, like, what are they going to, you know, surprise us with? Because, you know, we don't know too much. Because we know they're not going to talk about the NX or mobile games. And they said Zelda really isn't going to be at the show. I think there's got to be at least a trailer. You can't not show a little bit of that game.
They straight up said no, but...
No, they said, like, not at the show. That doesn't really necessarily include their digital direct event. That's things, what I say. Because people always use these wordings, and, you know, even Square is like, oh, we're not going to reveal new information on Final Fantasy 15 or Kingdom Hearts 3. Well, what does that mean?
Right. See, I think Microsoft will be the most solid. I think Nintendo holds the most potential for surprise, and I think PlayStation is going to be the most disappointing.
Yeah,
especially...
Well, I don't know what they
were you at their conference last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I feel like Nintendo and Microsoft have realized, like, this isn't a trade show presentation. This is, like, everyone watching at home on Twitch. Let's just show them games. And, you know, Sony still has that part where they're like, let's look at some sales numbers. Yeah. And now we're going to show you some pencil drawings of this TV show we're building, and the guy's going to talk about it for 20 minutes.
That's the worst part, yeah.
Like, they still do that crap.
A little bit. But most of the memorable moments for me were from Sony, because, I mean, Grim Fandango.
Right.
Their first, like, Uncharted 4 showing was big. Stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know what else. Like, what can Sony do to surprise people besides, you know, Last Guardian, whatever?
Like a new Gran Turismo, but that probably wouldn't even be close to coming out.
I mean, I guess people care about those games. But yeah, they kind of need to either revive some series. Like, unless, like, they're like, we got Crash Bandicoot back.
It was brought up on DLC. I thought this was a good idea. Siphon Filter? Are we ready for a new one of those?
Siphon Filter. You're going to have to reboot that one hard.
Well, sure. I mean, it's practically a new game, but you have a little bit of name recognition.
Yeah, they need something really new and exciting, or like something like way out from the past.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, God of War is the one, too, that maybe we'll see. That could kind of be exciting. First PlayStation 4 God of War, I'd look at it.
How did they do that, though? I mean, I haven't finished 3, but my understanding is he's pretty much killed all the gods, right?
Yeah, it ended on like some weird like White Shores thing, like the Abyss. So, yeah, you have to do something. You can't do another prequel, but, you know.
Does he start fighting the Norse gods? Or, like, maybe they reboot God of War and make it Norse.
They can make a game based off a game. They can just do God of War 1 again.
Yeah, but at least, like, it's not Kratos. It's
Well, that's been, people it, have been guessing that shit forever.
You know, make it Volgar, the Viking, and he fights all the Norse gods.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it works.
Go back to you're the first person to come up with that idea. No, I've been hearing that shit for
years. Go really crazy. Go like Mayan or something.
Yeah, no one cares. Gotta be gods people know about. So it's either like
Quetzalcoatl?
No.
It's either gotta Montezuma?
For gods that like Chupacabra? A Western audience will know, it's gotta be Greek, Egyptian, or Norse.
All right, go Greek.
Greek will be fine.
Greek will be different.
I mean, Norse better.
Norse has been so overplayed with two humans.
Yeah, right? What the hell? We can't do that again. How tired and lame would that be? But Square Enix is interesting because they got their own press conference here, and we'll see Deus Ex will be big. Just Cause 3 will be super fun.
Oh, yeah.
They got
Mad Max will probably see a lot of that because that's coming out in September.
Yeah, we will. Batman's going to be the awkward game. There's always like the one game that's like coming out in a week anyways, but it's still like...
Right, they have to show it.
Do
you think we'll find out what Rocksteady's doing next, or is it too soon?
Nah, not at all. Of course not. I will say, Metal Gear Solid 5, like, there's kind of like a big embargo on that. Everybody like got to play a bit of it and write about it. Everyone seems pretty up on that game.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. So hopefully that'll be easily playable at the show, and I can check that out at some point. I have so many appointments. I don't have a whole ton of free time this year. Which is fine, because I'm seeing appointments or cool things I can't talk about, but, you know.
So, you know, we'll probably see at the show, because it leaked, and I meant to talk about this.
Right.
The next Destiny expansion.
The
Taken King, supposedly coming September 15th.
It sounds like this is almost like the Destiny 1.5, because the rumor is that this is going to be a $40 expansion.
Yeah.
So almost more like a real expansion.
It'll have a raid, and everyone will get a new subclass.
See, that sounds a bit more like an expansion to me.
I mean, but if it's just a raid in subclasses, I mean, I guess there'll be stories.
Well, I assume there has to be, like, is there, like, a new overworld?
I mean, it sounds like, I mean, granted, it's not announced yet. If it is just what's been in the $20 DLCs plus 3 new subclasses, that's not enough for
$40. Hey, there wasn't a raid in the last one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's worth 20 or 40 bucks anymore.
That's right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to play it. I bet you it is going to be, like, a big deal at Sony's press conference. They'll probably show this.
Oh, off. Yeah, because they've been so heavily associated with it.
Yeah, they practically treat it like it's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to... Anything you want me to check out while you're gone?
I'm gone. If you could get hands-on at Battlefront, I'm really curious.
I think so. I have an EA...
Learn how it plays.
I have an EA boost tour, so... And I'm specifically so I can see Mirror's Edge and Battlefront.
Yeah.
Mirror's Edge is such a gem from that last... console. It's like one thing that's held up the best too.
Very sad. Also, I mean, just because I'm on a Star Wars kick, you know, if you got a chance to see Infinity 3.0, because I'm curious, because
you know,
Sumo Digital, the guys who did Sonic All Stars Racing Transform, did all the driving and flying in the game.
Yeah, I don't think I usually have an appointment to see Disney every year. I don't really this year. I think Dale might be doing that.
Cool,
but we'll see.
All right, so you play anything this week?
Not just a lot more Witcher 3. I got to a kind of a cool part where, like, and then kind of like the second act, and it takes mostly place in a large city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because it's still very open worldly, and it's like a much bigger city than you really get.
When you go between acts, do you like lose access to the previous area?
No. In fact, it's in the same open world as like like the last area I was exploring.
I feel like games need to like just tell you like from the beginning, be like, just so you know, as you choose your difficulty, you could always go back to stuff. Because that's always like, I feel like in Dragon Age, that's why people didn't leave the hinterlands, because they didn't know what was going to happen. They had all these side quests.
Yeah. But, so the city's cool. It's a very big city. Kind of, it's like bigger than, you know, how like even in Skyrim, you'll go to like the capital city and there's like 20 NPCs in like five, you know, six houses.
Yeah.
This actually seems like a city. It's pretty cool. And there's like a lot of stuff to do and all very that. Cool. So, yeah, I've been enjoying Witcher. Just more Heroes of the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Got Tyrael. I was playing as the support character, not Rexxar Lee, but Rhaegar. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's like a melee.
He's a melee healer. He's one ultimate. I kind of like it. It's almost just like a full heal. It's like a very large heal just for one person. But that's a pretty big deal.
In the game. Your tank's low or something.
That's pretty cool. Besides that, I bought. Because I've been watching all these speedruns, I bought Symphony of the Night on my Vita, the PlayStation 1 version.
Oh, is this your goal?
No, that's not the game I'm going to speedrun. I kind of want to speedrun a game.
I still think Ronald McDonald's a good choice.
That's kind of funny. I asked you, what game should I speedrun? Or I said on Twitter, you're like, Mega Man 2. I'm like, dude, can you be any more basic bitch than Mega Man 2? Dude, maybe I should do like Mario Brothers next. I mean, if we're getting crazy. I tell you which one I watched that was cool, and it was from Awesome Games Done Quick this last year, and the developers actually showed up to talk like over Skype too. Was Shovel Knight?
Oh yeah,
that was a cool speedrun. That might be fun to do.
Hmm.
I think at some point if I get bored, I might just break and buy Shovel Knight on my Vita or 3DS. I love it.
It's out on Vita now.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better on Vita than 3DS just for the bigger screen.
Yeah, I will say I almost want an Xbox version so you can fight the Battletoads.
Yeah,
but someday there'll be a Shovel Knight 2, and it'll be soon. That'd be cool. That'd be something Nintendo could do. Just publish Shovel Knight 2.
I thought you were going to say something Microsoft could do. Bring out new Battletoads.
Yeah, everyone's like, there's some sort of rumor about like Platinum Games doing something else for Nintendo. I can't remember what. But we'll see. Started Symphony of the Night a little bit. It's a fun game, obviously. I love that beginning still. That whole... I remember they made a version of it for that... The Dracula X Chronicles or whatever on PSP, and it had the full game, but they changed the voice acting, and they made it like better. But the
lines are still cheesy. So
no, they made the lines are kind of cheesy, but like it's like they don't have any like charm anymore. So like I like this version because it has if I'm gonna play Symphony of the Night, I want to hear what is a man.
Right.
Like come on, nobody. It's like nobody was making fun of that because we hated it. You know.
Right.
It's fine. It's
charming.
It's like if we release Mega Man 8 now, don't like replace Dr. Wily's weird stutter. That ship has sailed. we're not making Mega Man 8 better now. You had your chance, assholes. But yeah, so that's a fun airplane game, I think, because you don't have to like you can concentrate on it, but like you can kind of take your attention away from it. And I watched a speedrun of it, so I kind of know where some like nice early easy hidden things are.
Smart. Yeah,
speedruns are fun. Shovel Knight's so good. I want to play Shovel Knight. I watched Mega Man 02 speedrun. That was fun. Remember those games? Those were fun.
Yeah, they were hard.
Yeah. All right, what about you? What'd you play?
So I was going to try to play Elder Scrolls Online on the Xbox, but the login servers were overloaded and I couldn't get in. So because there was nothing else to play that I could play quickly, I fired up Destiny for some reason.
Oh, no.
It's so weird, Mike. Like, for some reason, I want to like Destiny, despite itself. Then I've heard, like, some good changes were made with the last DLC pack, which I still haven't finished the story missions from the first one, so I'm trying to do that.
Right.
And we'll see, because, like, the only frustrating thing is, like, the whole light leveling thing. As soon as I get to that new story mission, I know I'm going to, like, suddenly find, like, some boots that are better, like, than the ones I have and, like, level up two levels. And it's, like, I don't know, like, that's kind of cool, but kind of frustrating at the same time for some reason.
Right.
It makes it sound like everything I did before, like, all the grinding to buy stuff. I mean, I know this happens with every MMO expansion, but at least it happens, like, with big two-year release expansions, you know?
You and I wanted to play, but then I think the second version of the Final Fantasy 15 demo is out. I want to see what that's like. I know it adds like a new boss and like some like co-op attacks or something, plus just improve the frame rate and Like, apparently, like, instead of, like, the weird little dodging, he just has a full-on dodge roll now. Huh. Which seems like an interesting choice to, like, change to just make, like, that.
I've never played it, so
Well, hey, now you know. You can't compare it.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what I'm missing? What came out today I'm not going to be able to play it is Lucas on
Smash Oh, yeah, that's Brothers. Today. That's true. Right. Well, get on your 3DS.
Oh, yeah, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
I better do that. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Bro Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to check out GamesBeat this week. GamesBeat.com, the site
That's
I write
what
for.
Mike will be writing.
Because I'm going to be, all my E3 shit's going to be on there. It's going to be fun times.
Yeah, and then so all during next week, during E3, if you want to participate in the show and give me something to talk to besides myself, call in and leave us a message at any time with your thoughts of whatever's happening. The number for that is 774-EBP-3064. So 774-327-3064. If you, for whatever reason, can't call, if you're international, just record a file, put it in Dropbox, and tweet it to us at Exploding Barrel.
And I'll try to call whenever I see something cool that I can talk about after the press conferences. I'm going to be at, I think, Sony, Microsoft, and EA.
Cool.
Which will be fun. All right, everybody, have a great E3. See you next week or so.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.